Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So the Mishnah is going to tell us the din of Yayin Nesech that gets mixed in with other wine or with water. Yayin Nesech Aser Va'oser B'Kol Shu. Yayin Nesech is Aser B'Hanah, and if it gets mixed in with other liquids, it asers even B'Kol Shu, even a Mashu of it. Yayin B'Yayin U'Mayim B'Mayim. Whether it's wine, Yayin Nesech is mixed in with other wine, or whether it's water with water, meaning water that was nisnasich l'avodah zarah gets mixed in with other water, that's a tarovus amin b'mino b'kolshu. It's going to aser even b'kolshu, that even a little bit of the yayin nesach is going to aser a giant amount of kosher wine. A little bit of mayim nesach is going to aser a giant amount of kosher water. Yayin b'mayim, mayim b'yayin b'nosin tam. But yayin nesach being mixed in with water is only going to aser it if it gives tam into the water. Mayim nesach that's get mixed in with kosher wine is only going to aser if it gives tam into the yayin. Zeh klal min b'mino mashu v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. And the rule is, and this is critical in Hilchas Tarovus and Hilchas Yaradeya, that whenever you have two like kinds that get mixed in with each other, it is aser b'mashu, even a tiniest amount of Isra will aser the whole Tarovus. Two unlike kinds, then the halach is b'nosin tam. Says the Gemara, ki aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hama'are yayin nesach michavis labar. If a person pours yayin nesach from a barrel into a bar that's full of yayin of heter, afilu kalayom kulo, even if he's pouring all day long until the yayin nesach in the bar is very voluminous, rishon batel. Every little bit of yayin nesach that falls into the bar becomes batel in the rove of yayin heter into the bar. Now, in the yayin nesach does not aser b'mashu, whatever falls in becomes batel, and mele, even if a lot of wine ends up going in, it's not mitzarif to aser whatever's in the bar. So the yayin nesach turns into heter, and the whole thing becomes mutar b'hana. So we see two dinim that emerge from Rav Dimi. Number one, that yayin nesach does not aser b'mino b'mashuhu unless a heter falls into yayin nesach, but not when the yayin nesach falls into heter. When yayin nesach falls into heter, it becomes batel. Number two, yayin nesach that falls into heter, not only does it become batel, but even if drop by drop it falls in, a lot of it ends up falling in, it all becomes batel. So the Gemara discusses whether our Mishnah might be against Rav Dimi. Tanan, yayin nesach aser b'osur b'kol shuhu. My love, the kanafli surah lego hetera. Yeah, our Mishnah says that yayin nesach aser b'kol shuhu. Doesn't that mean even if an isra falls into heter, it aser? No, it's only talking about where heter falls into iser. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya from our Mishnah against Rav Dimi. Yayin b'mayim b'nosin tam. We said if yayin gets mixed in with the water, it asers b'nosin tam. My love, the kanafil chamer di isura l'mayadat teira. Isn't that talking about aser wine falling into mutter water? And you still see that it asers b'nosin tam and that it doesn't automatically become batel, kama batel. Lo, the kanafil chamer di teira l'mayadat. No, maybe it's talking about where it's mutter wine falling into aser water. Well, wait a second, ask the Gemara. Umi de resha b'maya di isura, sefer nami b'maya di isura. Well, if the resha is talking about aser water, the seifa must also be talking about aser water. Ve'katani seifa, and the seifa says mayim b'yayin, but nothing tam. That here you have aser water falling into kosher wine, and it's going to aser but nothing tam. We don't say kama batel. Isn't that a raya against Rav Dimi? So I'm like Rav Dimi kulam asnis and heter l'go isura. No, the entire Mishnah is talking about where heter falls into iser. Reisha de kanafil chamer de heter l'mayid isura. Seifa de kanafil in the ratio we're talking about mutter wine falling into aser water, and in the sefer we're talking about mutter water falling into aser wine. The main point over here, Rav Dimi holds that that the rules of our Mishnah are only when that which is mutter is falling into that which is aser. That's where it could aser b'mashahu. But when that which is aser is falling into that which is mutter, it becomes batel. So the Gemara now brings another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that disagrees with Rav Dimi in his name. Ki as Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef came from Eretz to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hama'ara Yayin Esech Mitzir Tzur Kat on the bar. If a person pours Yayin Esech from a tiny jug into a bar that is full of wine of Heter, Afilu Kolayom Kulo, even if he's pouring all day long until the Yayin Esech in the bar is a significant amount, Rishon Batel, becomes batel little by little in the majority of Yayin Heter that's in the bar, and the Yayin Esech does not aser b'mashu, and it doesn't even aser b'nosin tam, because it's batel and it doesn't turn into Heter and become and it's batel and therefore it turns into Heter and the whole thing is mutar b'ana v'dafka mitzir tzurkatan. But that's only if you're pouring from a tiny jug, the lo nafish hamude, where the stream is not very great, and what falls into the bar is a little bit and becomes batel. Aval chavis to nafish hamude. But if you're pouring from a barrel which has a significant stream low, then we don't say the din of rishon batel, because since the stream is so significant, it does not become batel. The wine asers the taroves b'mashu, like it says in the Mishnah, against Rav Dimi. So based on this, you can't on this shita we can't ask from the Mishnah where it seems that we don't say rishon batel like we asked on Rav Dimi, because it could be that the Mishnah is talking about only Yayin or Mayim that falls from a Chavis, whereas Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says we don't say Rishon Batel except unless it falls from a Tzirtzur. So you could just simply say our Mishnah is talking about a Chavis, and over here it's talking about a Tzirtzur. So the Gemara quotes another statement of Rabbi Yochanan about Tarovis of Yayin Nesach B'mino u'b'she'eno mino. Ki asar Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yayin Nesach shenafal labar. If Yayin Nesach falls into a bar that is full of Yayin of Heter, and it asers all of the Yayin, like the Mishnah says, that Yayin Nesach asers b'mashu, v'nafal sham kiton shel mayim, and in that bar a kiton full of kosher water also falls in, and there is a shishim of Yayin Nesach that has shishim to the Yayin Nesach, but not shishim corresponding to all the Yayin in the bar. Meaning, you have, 10 gallons of kosher wine, right? And then, an ounce of Yayin Nesach falls into it, so the whole thing becomes not kosher. But now you have 60 ounces of mayim that fall in. So it's enough to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach, but not enough to be mevatel the 10 gallons that are in the bar, which initially were kosher. Rona Sehetzer Kilu Eino, we have to view the wine that's kosher as if it doesn't exist. Vishar Mayim Rabin Alav U Mevatel Oso. And as far as the Yayin that's Aser, the water can be mevatel it. And we don't say that since the Yayin Aser all the wine that was initially in the bar, it's Nepach Heter Lios Iser, that all of the wine has become Aser, and therefore you're going to need cheese. Can I get all of the wine? So Ravin also does not hold like Rav Dimi, because he says if had not been that a kiton of mayim, all the that fell in afterwards, all the wine in the bar would taka be aser. In his case, it's only mutter because water fell in. So only water is mevatel yayin, but yayin of heter that was already in the bar is mevatel yayin is not mevatel yayin nesach that's in the bar. And then kiyaser of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that when Ravin says that if Yayin Nesach falls into a bar and then Kiton Shel Mayim falls in, that the Mayim is Mevatel Yayin, Lo Shanal Shenafal Kiton Shel Mayim Tchila. That's only if the water fell into the bar before the Yayin Nesach fell into the bar. But if the water did not come in until after the Yayin Nesach came into the bar, then when the Yayin Nesach connects with the Yayin of Heter in the bar, it asers all of it, and the Isser of the Yayin is strengthened, because the whole Tarovis becomes Aser, and the water will subsequently not be able to be Mevatel, the Yayin Nesach. So Gemara brings another another lashon. Ika de masni la masnisin. Some say this statement of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda in relation to the Mishnah that yayin be yayin. If yayin nesach gets mixed in with yayin of heter, it asers the yayin of heter kol shehu with even a kol shehu. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that's where Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says in name Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu el shelo nafal sham kiton shalmayim. That's only if a kiton shalmayim if a kiton of kosher water does not fall in. Aval nafal sham kiton shalmayim. But if a pitcher of kosher water falls in, roin as a heter kilu eino vashar mayim rabin alavu mevatel nelso. Then we view the heter as if it doesn't exist, and the yayin nesach that fell there becomes batel by the mayim if it's not nil saint tam. Okay, so now the Gemara explains what's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. Ma'ika bein l'demasin la masnisin bein l'demasin la deravin. What's the difference between the lashon that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says his halach in connection to our Mishnah and the lashon that says that he says in a connection to Ravin? So ma demasin la masnisin, if you have Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda in connection to the Mishnah, lo ba'itchila, he does not require that the mayim goes into the wine first, the wine of heter first, even if the yayin nesach falls in first and then the mayim falls in, even then we would say that the mayim is able to be mevatel the yayin. But man demasnila adaravin ba'itchila, but the one who learns it in connection to ravin, he does require that in order for the mayim to be mevatel the yayin, the mayim has to get there before the yayin nesach. So main point, if you have kosher wine in a bar, and then both yayin nesach and 60 times the amount of yayin nesach of kosher water fall into the bar, the water can be mevatel the yayin nesach, can be mevatel the yayin nesach, but it's a machlokas whether it has to fall in first in order to be mevatel the yayin nesach. So again, you have a large amount of kosher wine in a bar, and then both kosher water and a small amount of non-kosher wine go into the bar, the water could be mevatel the non-kosher wine, b'shishim, that comes into the bar, but it's a machlokas whether the water has to be in the bar before the non-kosher wine gets in there, or the water is even going to be able to mevatel it after the non-kosher wine is already in the bar. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Itmar on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph.